Hello, sweetheart. How are you doing? I know. You're probably still feeling groggy. That's completely normal. Totally natural, okay? Yes. As a reminder, I am Nurse L. I will be taking care of you. Yes. Have you been able to sleep? No. Oh, my sweetheart. I'm so sorry. I know that it can be difficult. Is it okay with you if perhaps I help you unwind a bit? Of course, me helping you relax is not technically part of my job, but you have been such a sweet, sweet patient, and I really do want to help you. Of course. Of course I do. Is it okay if I sit on the edge of your bed? First, let me ask you a few questions about how you're feeling, okay? Excellent. First things first, are you feeling any pain that you were not feeling earlier today? Okay. Got it. All right, well, that's good. Now, have you been able to eat anything? Completely understandable. I know that a lot of people feel nauseous or they just lack an appetite entirely after surgery. That's okay, but I would like to encourage you to try to eat something. It doesn't have to be right now. Perhaps just a goal that you set for yourself for tomorrow. Okay? Of course. Next, have you been feeling sad or depressed? I know it's a bit of a silly question, considering that most people feel a bit sad after they've had any kind of health problem, but I'm required to ask. No. It's not going to determine anything about your treatment. I think it's government mandated, honestly. I'm not totally sure why, but because we get government grants, we have to do silly things. Like, ask questions with seemingly no consequence. I don't mean to bore you with all my administrative talk. You're so adorable. I hope that's not too unprofessional of me to say. Well, technically, I'm not your nurse anymore. They had reassigned you to Cassandra, but I said, no. I think I will go back. I can just tell that you're a sweetheart. And I could tell that you were feeling a bit sad and lonely even before the surgery. And Cassandra's sweet and all, but I don't know that she has that warmth that I think you need right now. Exactly. So, I'm also wondering, have you been having any nightmares or extra vivid dreams? Okay. natural. I know that it may feel a bit anxiety-inducing, but it's completely normal. Yes. Oh, sweetheart. Has that really been bothering you? I know that nightmares can be particularly stressful. Yes, I know. Is it okay if I hold your hand? Okay. Here. You can grab my hand as tight as you want. I don't mind. Doesn't that feel nice? It feels nice for me too. Anyway, it may be a bit unprofessional of me to have scooped you back up from the other nurse, but I wanted to make sure I got some time to be alone with you. You know, just to see how you're feeling and everything. There's that smile. You're so sweet. I am not flirting with you. That would be so unprofessional of me. I mean, unless you wanted me to. Of course. I'm not saying I have a crush on you, but I mean, I'm not saying I don't. I definitely did not curl my hair so that you would see it. No. No, of course not. That would be so weird of me. It's just that you have this warmth about you. I feel like you've seen a lot. I feel like you could use some warmth from somebody else. Can I stroke your hair? Give you a little scalp massage. Is that okay? Yes, it's okay. Close your eyes. Feel my nails on your scalp. How is that? Makes you feel all tingly, huh? Good. So, so good. Very, very, very good. So sweet. You're gonna be feeling better. Oh, absolutely. I can tell you've got a fighting spirit. This might keep you down for now, but it will not take you out. Oh, sweetheart. It's okay. You're safe here with me. Yes, you're safe here with me. You don't have to keep a strong face. You can just be cozy and sweet here with me. Such a good patient. Such a sweet, adorable patient. Yes, move your head into my hands just like that. Let me take care of you. I know sleep has been hard to find, so I'll help you find it. I'm the night nurse for a reason. I've been told that I have a calming presence. Some of the patients like to listen to my voice when they close their eyes, and I like to comfort them. I have what they might call mommy energy. Just a caring, feminine, warm presence to take care of you. To help all that stress and anxiety melt away. To feel yourself completely enveloped in my warmth. Do my hands feel nice? Yes. You are such a good patient. Such a sweet patient. So, so adorable. Is it okay if I cuddle with you? Are you sure? I don't want to do anything that you're uncomfortable with. But I feel like you could use some cuddles right now. Yeah. Here. Let me get real nice and close to you. There we go. There we go. Oh yes, I will spoon. I hope you don't mind. There we are. Let me wrap my arms around you. Yes, and feel my breath on your ear. Does that feel good? Keeping you nice and secure and safe. That's what you deserve. You've been through so much recently. That's why I stole you back from Cassandra. I knew she wouldn't give you the warmth and the love that you needed. I could see in your eyes that you were so desperate for it. I can always tell when somebody needs love. And I have so much to give. Of course, sweetheart. You are so adorable. And you deserve all of the love, all of the care, all of the praise. Of course you do. Of course you do. Take a nice deep breath for me, okay? Good. Again, breathe in and out. Very, very good. Can you feel my heart beating against your back? I would be lying if I said that I wasn't a tiny bit flustered laying this close to you, but it's only for therapeutic reasons. I just want to help you feel better sooner. You deserve that. Is it okay if I wrap my leg around yours? Kind of like holding your hand, but with my leg. I can tell that you like very close cuddles. I do too. That feels nice. It feels nice to have you this close to me. Are you in any pain? Is this okay? Good. Do you feel safe and secure in my arms? Good. Good, good, good. That is perfect. That's exactly what I want. You just keep breathing, okay? You're such a sweet patient. And I'm so lucky that I get to take care of you. I'm very, 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 very lucky. I love to take care of you. Yes. And you're gonna feel better. So soon. Of course you'll see me again. I would actually love if, when you're feeling better, we went out maybe for a cup of coffee or a drink if you want. Maybe just a walk in the park. Somewhere outside of this hospital, so we could really get to know each other. Would you like that? I would too. I would love it. Now, you just close your eyes. I'm gonna give you a little tickle on your arms, if that's okay with my nails. Yes, just sweet scratchies. While you breathe. Very good. Then I want you to let yourself drift off, okay? You deserve. And when you wake up, I'll still be here with you. Of course I will. I want to be here with you. I want to stay with you. And I want to make you feel good. Yes. Let yourself. If you need me again, I'll come back tomorrow night, and I'll help you sleep again. Of course. Anything for my best, sweetest patient. Of course, that's you. I just want you to drift for me, okay? Good. There you go. Good. Sweetheart, are you still having trouble falling asleep? I have something that might help. Yes, if you're interested. It's not, technically something that we offer, but I did notice that you started to get a bit aroused while I was giving you scratchies. And I think maybe it might help if I could relieve that for you. Would you like that? It's okay. nothing to be shy about. I am a nurse after all. I want to take care of you. Why don't you shift? Get on your back. Yes. There you go. Oh, stop. Well, I think that you're handsome. Thank you for saying that I'm beautiful. Sweetheart. Can I kiss you? Will I stroke your cock? Yeah? Okay. That's a lot of breakup. Were you getting horny the whole time? My pussy was getting wet the whole time, too. Oh, yes. It's very, very, very wet. Do you want to feel it? Yeah. Slide your hand between my legs. Yeah. That's just from cuddling with you. Yeah. I find you incredibly sexy. I know it's a bit unprofessional, but what can I say? I can't help if my pussy gets wet every time I see you. Of course, of course. You want me to put it in my mouth? Oh, I would love to. I would love to serve your cock like that. You just lie back, okay? Let me readjust. I had a feeling that you might want this. Lucky for you, I have a bit of an oral fixation. Oh, look at that. That is quite delicious. Well, oh, you're so hard. Can I suck a little deeper? Is that okay? Does that feel good? Good, I'm so glad. Yeah. forgive me for being so messy. Oh, sweetheart. Proper blowjobs are always messy, but I still like to apologize because I'm a lady.
Good.
I got lost there for a sec. My pussy. Of course. I'm so wet from sucking your cock. I would love that. How do you want me? I can go reverse cowgirl. If you want to look at my ass, or I can just ride you and let my tits jangle down. What do you prefer? Okay. I had a feeling that you would want to see my big tits. Here, why don't I pull them out properly? There we are. I don't need these panties anymore, do I? So much better with them off. Okay, sweetheart, you need to let me know, though, if anything I do causes you pain, okay? Sometimes I get a bit too horny when I feel a nice, hard, cock in my pussy. Yes. Oh, God. Is that okay? Oh, honey. You're gonna unload those balls in my pussy, right? Yeah, you're gonna give Nurse L all that cum, right? I want it so bad. I'm in a bounce, okay? Just a bit. Is that all right? Fuck. Oh my God, I'm so horny. I was not expecting this. You're just so sexy. Yeah, grab my boobs. Squeeze them as much as you want. I can be your little free use nurse. You like that? Just drain your balls whenever you need it. I had a feeling that's why you couldn't sleep. Oh my God. You just needed somebody to serve your cock. And that's what Cassandra could never do. Well, she doesn't. That's so good. You're squeezing my boobs so hard. I love it. Rub my clit like that. Oh gosh. Oh, that's incredible. I'm trying not to be too loud. I don't want the other nurses to catch on. No, they would never serve you like I can. Oh my God, I'm so incredibly wet. I can't help it. I just squirt a lot sometimes. When I get this horny. Oh, fuck. And I'm so horny for you right now. But first, let's focus on helping you feel better.